Good morning. It's a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. I think you've convinced listeners possible that we could potentially even end the dry before it starts, racing towards $700,000, $616,230 in that lockbox.
You know what's so great about it, David? I love it, first of all. I love our listeners, and I love our community. We're all in this together. All the great people who work at WAMC, all the people who put all that money in. I never thought I would see the day we could get to $600,000 in the lockbox. But here, now, we have the chance to get to $700,000. And what I love about it is, I was listening yesterday, we were talking about all the issues of the day, and we're taking a little time to have some fun, to raise it the painless way. And that's what it was. And everybody appreciated it. And that's why all those people gave that money. Oh, yeah. A couple of people who said we should only have the fun drive and fun drive time. But you know what? That's not it. It's the joy de vivre of all of our doing this while we're talking about the issues of the day. And at the same time, taking a few seconds, and that's all it was, and raising all of that money from all of those wonderful people who get it. And so I'm so incredibly grateful. We're all grateful for everything that everybody out there has done so far. And now there's a possibility that we could get to $700,000 before going into the fund drive next Monday. $700,000. I never thought it was possible, but it is if we could all just do a little something now. Go to WAMC.org. It's an easy thing to remember. WAMC, you know that, the name of the station. And then put a dot and then an org. WAMC.org, you're there. Just follow the prompts and put a little something in, or put a lot of something in. Whatever you can do, if you really want what you're getting at this station. And clearly, a lot of people do. We thank you again and again and again. Right, David?
That love will keep us together.
Yep.
Well, Alan, the president, of course, Donald Trump, set to finally deliver his State of the Union address tonight. We'll carry it live on WAMC. What I'm reading here in the paper today says the president is expected to call for unity.
Well, this is what we call a transactional president. Not much means anything. Yesterday, we had the spectacle of his naming yet another guy who was a lobbyist for the oil industry as the head of the crucial agency that overlooks the way in which we fight climate change and everything else in this country. You know, at the same time, he's talking about pulling out of all of our nuclear agreements, one of the great potential downfalls of humanity. He is also talking about reversing what we are doing on climate change by setting an example of taking people who are opposed to the fight and putting them into these crucial offices. What in heck is going on? What is it that a man who has children and grandchildren can't look out for the future of this world? It's unbelievable.
All while a deadline, the clock ticks toward another potential shutdown over a border, well, maybe not even a wall anymore.
Well, he'll get something, and the Democrats will have to give way on something. He'll make a point in the State of the Union address of reaching out and saying, let's not fight each other, you know, kumbaya, let's all be together and make a nation in which we all love each other, and yet he's the guy who really, on every opportunity, looks for a potential fight and looks to deprecate the people who are on the other side of the aisle. It is hypocrisy of the first order. And so when you see it tonight, if you see it tonight, it's going to be something. You know, I was interested, David, in the article about the Super Bowl that the people in New Orleans didn't watch because they were so angry about that call. Well, the analogy obviously is that there will be people who say, I'm not going to watch this. I'll watch it on the news tomorrow and I'll find out. But I'm so angry about the way this guy is conducting himself and what he's doing that I can't possibly add my voice to it. This will be a protest.
We're reading now stories, and we've been talking about it all along, about the deal for Amazon to set up a New York campus meeting resistance now. The governor on one side, newly emboldened Democrats in the state Senate, specifically Senator Michael Gianaris of Queens, chosen for a board that could kill the deal.
Well, you know, David, we've had Mike Gianaris on our air a lot. He's an extraordinary legislator. Of course, it's his district. And people are going to be displaced. And you can expect that a guy who represents his constituents as well as Gianaris does is going to be against the deal. It may be that better terms can be arrived at than the ones that the governor and the mayor have endorsed. There'll be people displaced. There's going to be a lot going on. Gennaris has to do something. It's interesting because this could portend a gloves-off fight between the state Senate and Cuomo. And there have been a few intimations that that could happen. Andrea Stewart Cousins is an incredible leader. She's made it clear from the very beginning that she's her own person, that the legislature is a different branch of government, and that they are going to be looking at each thing that they're doing. Now, I think one of the things that is driving this bus a little bit is the fact that Cuomo is so interested in doing all these progressive things that he doesn't share the credit. He doesn't let them pass their bills. He puts it in the budget or he announces it's going to happen. And there does seem to be a little animus building up here over all of that.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. Well, we have to get to that goal of $1 million, and you can help anytime at WAMC.org. We love our listeners.
David, I can't tell you how excited I am about what's happening here. I mean, genuinely excited. There's no ho-hum when it comes to WAMC.
No.
We're heading towards $700,000. As my father might say, I dasn't think it.
Thank you all. WAMC.org.